Okay, so we shall have a call to order. What is the date? March the 8th, 2023, 7 p.m.
Women's Day, and we're all women. Courage,
Perfect.
men of courage.
Yes, women of courage. All ye men are here. So old business, approval of the minutes. Do we have minutes to approve yet?
Yes.
Okay. Who has them? You do,
I
dear?
do. I have it
They're
here
on the screen, but
this is great. I love when there are no guys around. I can say dear and not worry about it.
Brian printed them for you as well, right?
So this is what he sent out. The meeting was called to order.
That's
Those
okay.
folks were here. Or is there enough here to pass the, so we have one, two,
Three to
three. Yes,
yeah,
we
we
could
do.
pass it
Pass it, yeah.
easily. Okay. So I forget how you do it.
Motion.
I
nominate or
make a motion
approve.
to approve the minutes. Anybody want a second?
One second.
This is going to find out. We have another person come. Not going to work.
Okay.
I give up.
It'll stop eventually.
I mean, it comes in handy when you need a bathing suit and a beach towel. But when you're looking for your cell phone, it's terrible. Okay. So approval of minutes, which we did. 2270. These are the ones that we have to consider today. Plus, we have a little fun little exercise.
On my computer, like they're up
yeah,
here.
It's up there too. That's wonderful.
That's
we
nice.
Didn't have that last time. So, Town of Charlestown Foot Log Park,
yes.
A driveway revision.
Yes, and I'm sorry he's not here tonight because it's not all that clear. Do you
well,
know what he's?
I talked about it. Yeah. So,
did you share?
The two areas there where you see like the checker, the white checker. So right here and right here.
Yes.
That is where we're proposing to put gravel. And it's going to be this white gravel.
Okay.
And the purpose of that is for basically be able to get onto footlog easily, but also to help with, at least this is what I understand from what Brian said, was to help with this area here with the drainage, the water runoff.
Yes.
The one down here would help with also stabilizing what was newly put in on footlog. And then the second purpose of it is that we're going to be able to go in and do all the planting and everything for Earth Day and to remove the big dead tree that's over here.
And I think the word he used was it's soil stabilization was
yeah,
what he's working
exactly.
on there. So.
Yeah, because if you drove on it now, it wouldn't hold up.
Now, can I just ask where it says extension LOD will be planted with native grasses? You see the balloon right there,
yeah,
all the way over? That okay? So that's Baltimore Street. I just answered my question. So the street, I was trying to figure out where the street was. I was using that as a reference point.
Oh, this
point.
Goes to this area here.
Right, but I was using that as a reference point to find the street.
Oh, yeah.
Baltimore Street, okay, and then it dead ends. And so the yellow line is the township property.
Correct.
Okay, good. I just wanted to understand what I was looking at.
Yeah.
So the little crosshatch area is what we're considering tonight because they're putting gravel or what?
This small here, the small area here, the small area here. So it's just those two, yeah, the white.
So the smaller area is in the right of way?
It's in the road right of way, yeah.
Okay.
It does just like Water Street, it catches all the water over
sure.
there. Yeah,
no, it makes
everything
sense.
Heads that way.
I was just wondering that myself when I was walking just now of like it looks like the right of ways extend pretty far on either side of the actual asphalt because the utility lines are running pretty far out. So
I love a woman who knows where the utility lines are. I'm enraptured.
And we're being asked to look at this just simply because it has to pass the historic first, because it really
exactly.
doesn't seem to be a
historic, so
unless there was, unless it looked
right.
The look of it, does it fit in with our historic community?
No slip and slide.
So the maintenance crew would like to have that there, so obviously they can maintain
okay.
footlog.
Yeah,
and
so
I think that's the plan going forward is for the maintenance guys to maintain
that's
it.
And I can't, there's no reason for us to not approve it because we already have gravel other places around town.
Yeah, we're fine.
I make a motion to approve.
Second it.
If we wanted to be really historical, we should have deep mud that everyone gets stuck in. Because that would really be.
There you go. That would be something.
Yeah.
Some authenticity is really not required. Not all authenticity. We pick and choose our
authenticity. Now, the next one, as we move on, this one, however, is not just gravel or things that are already in the community. Like, so when we look at the next one, this is AstroTurf, you know, or this is like turf.
Yeah. It's synthetic turf. Wow. That's fake. Yeah.
And I read through all of this and I looked through all of this. And my only concern is that even though it's a pathway behind his restaurant and this and that, if we approve it, if we say, yes, we're okay with that in the historic district, then everybody can have artificial grass. I mean, it just seems like we're given.
My understanding, it's an area right now that's gravel that is weeds and all that kind of.
But there's other things he could do with it too. I mean, he could
we've seen a lot over there
and grass it eventually. It would be really
he could do sod instead of AstroTurf.
If we my concern is that because I went to all of these other sites. I have pictures here of communities, historic districts who have problem with the fake grass, turf wars, you know, this whole idea that the communities, let me go back to this one, a community recent. Dallas, sorry, artificial turf just isn't historic. A whole article and a community up in arms about that. Another community out in someplace, it's a historic district that, you know, they were putting a football field in and they wanted to have the turf for that. And mm-hmm. The community up in arms about that. It's not. Historic Commission debates the artificial turf for the high school field. So this is becoming, jeez. You know, as these landscapers create things for our communities, if we just say, sure, why not? Then all of a sudden, then we have to say, okay, well, then that's okay for people to have all through their front yards. And
I agree completely that you're potentially mm-hmm. opening a door. So you want to be really careful. Yeah. But I would really like to understand why he's choosing that over any number of other choices. If mm-hmm. there's a cost benefit for him, probably if there's a drainage benefit, mm-hmm. and what is he planning to use the space for? Like, how does it benefit him to have that stuff there based upon whatever his proposed use is?
Because it says install synthetics of turf to stabilize an area that does not grow grass and erodes excessively. Area was compacted stone overgrown with weeds. We'll be installing a system that infiltrates water, allows it to perk back down into the ground.
In fairness, it's a pretty gnarly piece of property that he's talking about. Now
it just looks like it's the small little place.
And I agree, it's small is small. But if we say yes as a historic committee, then we have to say yes to anybody.
Right. And so here's another idea or thought. If the problem is that it's effectively acting like an impervious surface because it's packed with old stone or because it's clay or whatever the reason, because that's what he's making it sound like. If it won't grow grass, it's behaving like an impervious surface. So if he's recommending then, well, I'm going to put some kind of little puncture things in it that's going to make it drain and behave properly. And then I'm going to put this fake stuff on top. Well, if he's going to do remediation, mm-hmm. right? If he's remediating the real problem, which is that it's too packed up, then why does what he puts on there have to be green carpet? Why can't he put, you know, I mean.
Maybe he doesn't want to cut it.
I think it must be caught. I mean, I mean, I think that it would have been helpful if he had showed up. I mean, can we invite him to show up and explain to us?
We can ask for more clarification.
Yeah, because.
I can call Brian if you'd like.
You're not talking about Brian though.
I mean the applicant.
I know Brian talks to them directly.
Okay.
Well, the applicant is Trey Giraldi, the landscaper.
Well,
He's a landscaper?
No, but the owner of the property.
Well, don't forget that Heather and I are brand new. So when you're saying the owner and the property and the business, I don't know really.
We're trying to fill you in.
Here it is. Yeah. The application was filled out by Trey Giroldi, who's from the Swan Creek Landscaping Company.
Where is Swan Creek?
Avalon, at the Avalon Park at the end of Water
Street. He lives down at the corner of Water Street and Eliza. That's just, you know.
So where is this? This is the Wellwood.
And behind the restaurant, sort of near that area where the new pole barn went up or whatever.
It's on the parking lot side of things. It faces Market.
Well, the area in question is on Frederick.
Frederick, but.
Would you be able to scroll to the map again?
So this part right here is Water Street. This is up here. This is Frederick.
I don't see where you're pointing. So to
the right is the water and the marina. And then all that C1 and all that is the restaurant property. Then where's this? Where's the little...
that little spot right there, that rectangle.
The yellow rectangle, right? That's outlined in blue.
Yeah, with the arrow on it.
Oh, the yellow rectangle is what he wants to do the turf in.
Yes.
Where's the little tiki bar? Is that actually next to the tiki bar, or is the tiki bar up there?
I'll be honest, I've only been past it once, so I'm not exactly sure.
This is the back of the property. Yeah, I think the restaurant and the tiki bar.
You see it on Frederick Street, and it's not really...
There's Frederick.
I think that whole area right next to that...
I think this is parking where
I think it's just that we're introducing an idea that if it's okay for Wellwood to put in artificial grass, then anybody should be, then as a historic district, our precedent has been set.
Because parking lots are,
I think it's like right in here or something. Mm-hmm. It's back by the parking lot by the River Shack. Yeah,
I mean, it's going to go to planning and zoning tomorrow. Let them look at it too.
Yeah.
But I just feel that it's setting a precedent.
That's a good thing. I'm glad you brought it up.
Like that too.
Mm-hmm. It being a business makes me less concerned about setting the precedent, because like the football field also, I'd be like, well, that's a very unique thing. It's not someone's house that they're trying to do a whole front lawn with turf. Mm-hmm. But so why can't you do like, Marcy has a good point. If you're going to start doing things for the drainage, then why can't you put even sod? Like, but sod's a lot more expensive.
It is.
So I brought up Cecil Maps on here, which basically gives us an overview of the property. I'm assuming that right over here.
Right there. Yeah, it looks like it's
part of the parking lot.
Might look kind of weird to have, like,
doesn't look,
it's gonna look really random. Like, you put a piece of green carpet there.
2019, there, things could be changed, but I'm not sure.
Oh, it's way different than that picture.
Yeah,
there's huge buildings. Those container things are gone.
Yeah,
most of the trees are gone. All it is a parking lot.
Well,
yeah, so I mean, to the extent that we're allowed to say that we had a plethora of questions that need clarification, so right, we're gonna kind of like give it a pass.
Right. Just for now.
Maybe for now.
How do you do? Is
pass
there,
it on to P&Z, because
without making a ruling and without making any sort of a determination, and let them see if they kick it for some other reason.
Right.
And then if it comes back to us, then I think I agree. I'm on in your camp of keep saying we need an actual explanation of why you have a compelling need for this versus any of the 50 million other things that you could put there.
And that's fine. And we'll see what he says. But
so if it passes,
the runoff down there is horrendous.
Yeah, but I don't know how, you know, AstroTurf helps runoff. I think what helps runoff is his mitigation of the drainage problem, but that doesn't marry with synthetic.
That is what's needed, you know.
So if it passes zoning tomorrow, then would it come back to us?
Well, if it doesn't pass here, it does not pass in zoning.
Okay.
But they could say, just to not hold up the process, Mm-hmm. We'll wait for your approval. And if you say it's approved.
Yes, we'll let them go ahead and look at it, mm-hmm. and waiting on our approval. And what we would like possibly is to have.
We just want their opinion because it does impact.
I mean, Trey's in town. He could meet with us, you know, or whatever. And he could just explain, you know, why that had to be the course of action as opposed to something natural, which mm-hmm. would be more fitting to the historic district.
So pending approval in regards to like a further explanation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And opinions coming from.
And to mention too, it's just that the precedent being set that if all of a sudden we say yes, even in a small commercial mm-hmm. incident of it being used, then why could we not? Or why would it not be okay for families and homes within the historic district to start saying, well, my grass never grows very well. I want to put this down. Do you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden we've seen
the grass that doesn't grow.
So anyway, enough of that.
Do you want to make any motions for that? Or do you want to move on to the next?
Let's move on to the next. Yeah. We're not really.
There's no motion to make other than we're forwarding it.
Forwarding to plan and zoning. And
just a final remark because it's in my brain. I have to get it out.
Please do, Marcy.
Okay. If he goes and does his little holes and does his mitigation, why can't he dump a bunch of mulch on it? I mean, if he dumped mulch on it, then at least it's visually, it's a natural thing. It's not plastic grass.
I live in that close section of neighborhood, as Pat's mm-hmm. saying. There's a huge amount of water runoff that comes down the hill. And
so the concern is that the mulch would wash away?
Just wash away. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some viable, you know, that in Charlestown, one of our biggest issues has always been runoff.
Right.
You know, controlling the water.
All right.
Not a desert.
For the next one.
Next two are for asphalt. So first one is 323 Cecil Street. And
I was just a hand drawn up.
I know, I like them best actually. Mm-hmm.
What I like even better is that.
I know.
Is the stock picture that they took both of them.
That's what Ryan's doing. I really
thought that was so funny. It's like, just in case you're not sure what this looks like,
he put the stones in there.
But can we change the color of the pavement?
Tell him we appreciate him.
With the guy. Okay, so the part here with the lines, that is the proposed area for asphalt, and they will be planting, what does it say? Okay, maybe he just told me. Oh, no, sorry, 18 native, 6 native trees and 18 native shrubs. Okay. And it would be these little circles and X's. Mm-hmm.
So they knew what they were having to compensate for. Right. That's a good sign.
So, and we've approved, you know, we have gravel and
gravel. Currently gravel they want to turn into asphalt.
So many considerations about impervious and stuff is in the next.
Yes. The planning and zoning people have to measure that they have.
Blessing.
Yes. We just have to say, does it fit with the historic character? And yes, we already have asphalt.
Right. So yeah, it's a no-brainer for us.
So I motion to approve.
I second it.
All no-brainers approved automatically.
Next one, 315. I believe that's right next to it. They want to do the same thing, but they have a couple different things listed here. Expand the driveway, remove trees, and grade rear side yards. And okay, so this is, I guess, the area they want to widen. And plant 14 native shrubs.
I think fits with what they have too. So I there's nothing here other than black topping, and as long as it's within all the right, you know, setbacks for planning and zoning, I guess I make a motion to approve.
Yeah, see, we're more like how people feel when they're standing there. They're planning, zoning is doing.
Oh, they have to measure everything.
Measure
right, so that's why we'll leave that to them.
The fun part.
It's like, yeah, asphalt's fine, so as long as they follow all the regulations.
It's not like we're saying
they, and they do. They're not an easy crew to go through.
Planning and zoning.
Okay. Well, they're fair. Well, we're so close to the water, and there's all mm-hmm. kinds of rules and regulations about the
discharges.
Yeah, the water running off your asphalt into the Chesapeake yeah. Bay because
you don't want it contaminated.
And the critical areas within 1,000 feet of the bay, mm-hmm. it's like you can't do anything with that. And we have a lot of critical area because we're surrounded by water. So
and part of the issue too is that for years there was no one paying attention or worrying about the critical areas. So a lot of it is in a cleanup mode. Mm-hmm. You know, we have actually Earth Day's coming up, isn't it?
Next month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we hand out big trash bags and everyone goes
to Earth Day. We're going to Footlog and we're going to be doing all the planting.
Great. All right. So what do we need to look at?
Okay. The next thing is the facade improvement grant program. So Brian wanted us to talk about it because there's things that
some cool things.
Yeah, this whole thing was written in 2020, and now is the time to make any changes if we'd like to. So what we have listed as the maximum grant award per property is $8,333.33 out of the total $25,000 that we get.
And that's an individual private home.
Yes.
So if you have a private home that needs some attention and it falls exactly. within the historic district.
So is that 8,333 a division of the 25? And what is it a division? Like three? It's so you're saying that they it's of three? Mm-hmm. Right. So you're saying basically, well, what if people come in with smaller amounts than that?
Yeah, so we could offer another one. Okay. As long as it's not above the max.
Okay. Maximum grants, mm-hmm. eight. I can't do the number.
I think last year we had
it's three.
Well, yeah. I see eight.
Well, no, it's divided by three because the total is 25. So it's saying if three homeowners came that each wanted to max it out and they got approved, then only three people get it. But if more homeowners come and they have smaller amounts, then okay. then there's a potential for more.
We had four smaller ones last year.
Is there any record of those and like what they look like and how the improvement?
Well, here's some steers along that way. If the project has received final approval, invoices and proof of payment submitted for approval to town, blah, blah, blah. Award criteria. Proposals are reviewed and scored based on the following. Owner-occupied property, 30 points. Property is within the target area, Bladen, Market, Water, Conestoga Street corridor, up to 30 points. Demonstration, I'm sorry, what?
I put it up there. Just
okay, oh, thank you.
So he wants us to look at those bullet points and see if we want to change them or anything?
So we said we can change the points if we wanted to.
Oh, okay. Change
the points, but also to see if there are any houses in these streets that, you know, would call for this improvement. Mm-hmm. It's to improve the appearance of the
building. Well, you weren't here yet when I was talking, and I was saying that I just moved in August, and actually when I read this, I was interested in it, and I'm right here on Bladen. So, I mean, I think my question would be, how have you in the past let people know of the availability of this?
To my knowledge, this is the first like this that's come across, but I've just lived here 14 years.
This one, Brian said they did in 2020. But, I mean, obviously we're going to send out information.
And actually 2020 might have been when the people came and
identified. Like in the town chat or at the time, they
right, right.
people know that if yeah. you were interested to contact town hall and they would give you more information about it. So they did let the community know. And but it would be really nice for us to see where what that money did already before we make new bullet points. It's like, yeah. What did that money go towards? Mm-hmm. Like how better does it before and after?
I personally know of one property.
Okay.
Because they have 2 years to do it. And I know that this property got it done like right at the end of it.
At the end. Is there any chance that you could share with us before and after?
I can have to do that.
Where's the grant come from?
State of Maryland, Department of Housing and Community Development.
So the mission of the grant is to help historical areas maintain older properties, but it doesn't sound like there's an age actually designated. So theoretically, if someone's in the historical area, but it's a newer property, they're allowed to use
this part. So everything you see in red here, that's the only sections that actually qualify.
Right. But even if it's a newer home in those areas that qualify, so it's not based on age, it's based on historical district.
You just have to be within the area.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that could come up with like demonstration of the need for the exterior and the historical. So there's ways in there to.
It's a fairly new home.
That's why there's points and everything.
And I actually like looking at this.
Yeah.
I think owner occupied should be less important than historically significant demonstration of need. I think those are more important than owner occupied because
maybe a few less points because there's a lot of properties that are rentals.
Because you still want it to look good if it's. Mm-hmm. Right. Whether it's owner occupied or not.
Good point. Then in the minutes.
What's that?
Do I need to put that in the minutes?
Maybe just how many point values go to owner occupied, maybe and more.
I know I had a question for Brian, you know, giving higher points for properties that are within the target area of Bladen Market, Water Conestoga, like, you know, could that be bias?
I felt a little like
it's. I think it's determining where it's needed most, and trying to encourage.
But you could also still take those point values down, and it would still, in the long run, it would still separate people out in some way. So I think the need and the historical significance should be more.
Right.
Well, so, it gets pretty specific. The award criteria: owner occupied.
Well, maybe a few less points for that and a little bit more for the need.
Property is within the target market area. They've identified it for us. Up to 30 points demonstration of the need.
I think the need.
Exterior improvement. Right.
It's
and
currently
repair.
20, but so maybe that should go up.
It's to stop the roofs from falling in.
Instead of demonstration at 20 points, why don't we increase that to 30 and bring down owner occupied to 20?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, unless this is, I don't have any awareness about how grants usually work. So, this may be something that's normal in a grant, but this owner contribution is that normal in a grant? Because to me, what's kind of odd and counterintuitive about that is that, again, if an individual is having difficulty coming up with the money to maintain their home, especially because it's an older home, and then to turn around and say, well, you have a better chance of getting this grant money if you put in somebody. And then the person's going to be like, you know, gee, does that mean I'm going to lose? So maybe I won't even apply.
But you still could get that like 8,300, but you still have to get then, let's say you want to redo the roof or siding, but it's not going to be $8,000. It's going to be $10,000. So you acknowledge that. You say like, these are my quotes. I acknowledge this. I'm willing to put in the, you know, $1,700 extra. That shows like the dedication to it also.
Right.
That was a question that I
for grad school.
That is a question I had for Brian earlier. So Brian and I talked about it because I'm like, well, let's say we have the $25,000 total, and somebody comes in that says, I only need $2,000 for whatever this is. This is my estimate that I received. And then somebody else comes in and says, I need $10,000. This is how much my estimate is. If the max amount you can receive is $8,300, that's all you can get. So they'd have to come up with the rest of it. And that's just that's just because it's part of the
agreement.
It's the agreement. Well, we can change that max number. Right. Brian said we do have ability to change it, but I think
then there's less we can give out, like per need. Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about, so let's say there's more applicants and they all want the maximum. Can you award less to all of them so they all get some, or?
Yeah, it would be the max.
You have to award. You have to pick
three max. But that's the thing is that Brian said that, you know, we would go through doing the points and everything mm-hmm. out of, let's say, 15. Mm-hmm. We would send the top 10 to, I think he says Rising Sun and somewhere else, right? Mm-hmm. That would actually pick the properties.
Okay, so we don't actually pick.
So, there's no bias.
And I think that's really great. They were talking about that at the beginning when we were first just entering. Okay. And that's really good because then that takes it totally off of us, who we know or where we live.
Take a few people out and then
send it to somebody else to vote on it. Did Brian did he have any other thoughts that he wanted us to add?
He just said
trying to figure it out.
Yeah, he just said whatever input you have is appreciated.
Do you want to make it out of 100?
That's what I said too. He's like, no, it could be. I looked that up too. I'm like, that's not.
I was like doing the math. I'm like, we're at 105.
Yeah.
115. So is the total 105?
Yeah, it's 105.
Okay, why don't we tell him that? As a teacher, I agree. Let's just keep it like something that's understandable. Why don't we? That owner-occupied property points. I don't understand how.
Well, we already moved that to suggested moving to that 20. To 20 and doing the need 30.
Demonstration.
There's historically interesting stuff in here on a case-by-case basis. And at the property discretion down to
25.
Yeah.
Of the town. Grant funds may be issued directly to the homeowner as reimbursement or directly to the contractor as payment of the invoice. Grant funds may be allocated as needed. However, a final payment will not be released until the project has been completed and inspected.
That makes sense. Just to get the money after it's done.
Yeah.
So which one did you say we could bring down 5?
We could bring down the area that it's located in down to 25.
Okay. The owner occupied. So we've brought down owner occupied to 20, and then we added those
10 to the demonstration.
So that's the 30.
And then within the target, make that 25. That would make us add up to 100.
Yeah, that second one property and is within the target area.
Yeah, that keeps that one still as an important point, but makes the need the most important.
Women really should rule the world.
And then I agree. I didn't even add it. I didn't. And I'm a retired teacher. I should have added because that would have drove me nuts.
I know.
I'm so used to writing exams and like I always have to look at the numbers and like, does it add up to 100 or 50 or you know something that's like
make it make sense. I love it. So
good eyes. Did we come up with the number for owner occupied?
20. Yeah, so 20, 25, 30, 10, 15. It's just the top three that we kind of mess around with. Okay. And yeah, the owner contribution is kind of like you're dedicated to doing it or yeah.
Very good. Yeah. All right. So is that that? Is there anything else you want to share?
Probably.
Do you have any clue when that's going to be actually released?
No, not sure.
It's state. It's offering.
It sends the money out. Yeah.
I meant publicizing to the community that they can apply.
I guess a final run through. I don't know if this needs to go to the. I don't know if it needs to the commissioners mm-hmm. as well. I'm not positive.
You might just circle or note that you got to change the date, unless you're like so on top of that you're not going to forget.
Where's the date?
She's on top of it.
Oh, okay. All righty.
We're going to just keep the max at 83. Because that's
the third.
Okay.
It's 83, 83 or 83?
Yeah.
Whatever the third was.
Is there anything else on our agenda that we need to discuss?
What do we have?
No, I mean, I think we went through everything.
That's everything.
Wow, that went quick. We had so many attachments. We're such an
agreeable group, really.
I was looking at all the attachments thinking, goodness, this is a lot. It's really not. It's because of the asphalt.
Because of that handy picture we had, we understood it so intuitively.
Purple asphalt.
So I make a motion to
please do
end this.